You're listening to SBS News.
Freedom! 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 Freedom!
On the lawns of Melbourne's Shrine of Remembrance War Memorial, violent clashes erupted between police and protesters. Hundreds of unmasked protesters gathered in defiance of the city's strict coronavirus lockdown rules. A heavy police presence on the ground and in the air tried to quell the anger.
Move back! Move back! Move! Keep moving! Move! Keep moving!
The protests were organised by a wide range of online groups calling for resistance against lockdown restrictions, mandates on mask wearing, vaccinations and other issues including the 5G network. Organisers have dubbed the day of protests Freedom Day. One protester condemns the police response.
This is virtually a police state. You've seen there's thousands of them. They're in the sky. They're on the roads. They're all over the park here.
People just happy.
Yeah, thank you.
She enjoys living in a police state. I don't.
Another says he simply wants to be able to return to work.
We just want the right to work, mate. We just want the right to be able to go and have our civil freedoms, huh? Not here.
Victorian police arrested at least 17 people. One man was arrested for assaulting a police officer, while the remainder were apprehended for violating directions of the state's chief health officer. Around 160 people were issued with infringement notices. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the protests are inappropriate.
It is not safe, it is not smart, it is not lawful. In fact, it is absolutely selfish for people to be out there protesting. The only protest we should be engaged in, the only argument, the only fight we should be engaged in is against this virus. Let's not any of us do anything that might jeopardise this strategy. Let's not any of us do anything that might see more coronavirus cases rather than less.
New South Wales police say at least 14 protesters were arrested at an unauthorised rally against virus restrictions in Sydney's Hyde Park. In Brisbane, hundreds of protesters gathered at the city's Botanic Gardens. At least 200 demonstrators came together in a peaceful protest in Adelaide in defiance of COVID-19 measures, privacy breaches, and a potential virus vaccine. And in Perth, protesters rallied at State Parliament in solidarity with Victorian demonstrators. But Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says federal health authorities remain unmoved by the demonstrations.
While there may be a few hundred people who are protesting, there are millions of people who are adhering by the restrictions and doing all they can to bring COVID-19 under control.
The nationwide protests took place as the Victorian government delivered its daily coronavirus update. The state recorded 76 new cases and under 2,000 active cases, a drop from Friday's figure of 2,060. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, says he is hoping for light at the end of the tunnel.
We are on the winning stretch now, there's no question. This is the last gasp of the virus, and we need to work harder than maybe we've ever done before to make sure that that last gasp is indeed the last one.
But the virus is continuing to claim lives in Victoria, with the state recording 11 more deaths. They include a man in his 60s, a man in his 70s, two men and two women in their 80s, and two men and three women in their 90s. The new fatalities have pushed the national death toll to 748. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says total escape from the virus won't be easy.
Well, look, these are very difficult decisions to make. In fact, these are the most difficult decisions that I've certainly dealt with in my 20 years in public life, because the tolerance for getting it wrong is very, very low.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.